From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. North Korea has reportedly fired another ballistic missile. That's according to the South Korean Military Joint Chiefs of Staff. The missile reportedly flew eastward from South Pyongyang province, and South Korean military and U.S. officials were still analyzing the trajectory at this hour. The launch is the first since September 15th, when North Korea fired an intermediate ballistic missile. The U.S. military Monday said that it carried out an airstrike against Islamic State militants in northeast Somalia, killing at least one terrorist. The strike took place in the hills of the semi-autonomous Puntland region. The U.S. has expanded counterterrorism operations in the country since March, targeting ISIS militants believed to number about 200 in the area. U.S. prosecutors have charged three Chinese nationals linked to a cybersecurity company in China with hacking into the systems of three companies to steal business secrets. Su Song is acting U.S. attorney in Pittsburgh.
These cyber attacks resulted in the theft of internal financial analytical communications from Moody's Analytics, the theft of usernames and passwords, as well as approximately 407 gigabytes of data from Siemens, and the January 2016 theft of global positioning technology that was under development at Trimble Corporation.
These cyber attacks were allegedly launched between 2011 and just earlier this year. Reportedly, they are tied to an IT company affiliated with the People's Liberation Army. You can get more information online at voanews.com, also at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is VOA News. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta was sworn in for a new term on Tuesday following a contentious election campaign that included the country's top court throwing out the results of one vote and an opposition boycott. A crowd of 60,000 people packed a stadium in Nairobi for the ceremony. Before it began, police fired tear gas to try to control the large crowd gathered outside as people attempted to force their way into the venue. Victorian State Police in Australia have arrested a 20-year-old man suspected of planning to use an automatic rifle for a mass shooting on New Year's Eve in Melbourne. Shane Patton is the police deputy commissioner.
The male is one of our high-risk persons of interest. We have been monitoring him for a very lengthy period of time. He's an Australian citizen and he's of Somalian parents.
Police said the man was intending to act alone and had not yet acquired the firearm. In 2014, a lone gunman took nearly 20 hostages in the Sydney cafe in a 16-hour standoff with police before being killed. Two hostages also died in that attack. Myanmar's state councillor Aung San Suu Kyi, in talks with Pope Francis Tuesday, acknowledged an erosion of trust and understanding among communities, but she declined to mention the Rohingya Muslims who have fled the security crackdown. She said her government was striving to protect the rights of all its people. Britain's Prince Harry is officially engaged to American actress Meghan Markle. A wedding is planned for next spring. In an interview Monday, the prince, the fifth in line for the British throne, and the 36-year-old Markle described the proposal.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I could barely let you finish proposing. I said, can I say yes now?
She didn't even let me finish. She said, can I say yes, can I say yes now? And then there was hugs and I had the ring in my finger. And I was like, can I give you the ring? And she goes, oh yes, the ring. So no, it was a really nice moment. It was just the two of us. And I think I managed to catch her by surprise as well.
Markle is best known for her work in the television drama Suits. She is the global ambassador for World Vision Canada, which campaigns for better education, food, and health care for children around the world, as well as her humanitarian work. She's known for campaigning for gender equality. A shutdown of Bali's airport continues thanks to ongoing hazard from volcano ash. Airlines bracing for millions of dollars of lost revenues per day are scrambling to minimize the damage by offering travel and other destinations and alternative transport off the island. The airport on the Indonesian tourist island was closed for a second day Tuesday because of the ash from the eruption of the Mount Agung volcano, which has already disrupted several hundred flights and tens of thousands of passengers. There's no immediate sign of the eruption ending anytime soon. I'm Richard Sheehy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.